You're listening to Megpunk on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Hey folks, I'm Megan, a transgender woman, and I'm your host of the Megpunk radio show. I'm going to be going off air for a bit, taking a break and working on some other projects like pre-recording my shows to podcasts and as well as writing new material. So tonight is going to be the last Megpunk show for a while. Watch for Megpunk on Spotify this fall, and feel free to follow me on Spotify at the username WeekendMegan. And access all of the Megpunk show playlists from November until tonight and whatever garbage I've compiled. Anyways, it's time to play some Queercore, so let's dig into it. Lucy and Jose formed Partner in the spring of 2014. They were looking to experiment with genre, discuss being gay, and share some jokes and ideas. Their objective has remained the same over the past 6 years, although in that time their sound has shifted considerably. Their debut album, In Search of Lost Time, released in 2017, made an impact with its big guitars and polished sound. The record, mixed by Chris Shaw, who worked with Ween, Bob Dylan, and Cheap Trick, landed a spot in NPR's All Songs Considered, along with Stereo Gum, Noisy, Exclaim, CBC Music, Indie 88, and many more Best of 17 lists. The album was shortlisted for the Polaris Prize and Partner were the recipients of the SoCan Songwriting Prize for their song Play the Field. From their In Search of Lost Time album, here's Comfort Zone, followed by Ambassador to Ecstasy.
Sweatpants on.
Formed in Toronto in 1977, Martha and the Muffins, best known as the New Wave Act, have taken in elements of pop punk, dance, jazz, and experimental pop music along the way. Their biggest hit in America, 1984's Black Stations, White Stations, made it to number 2 on the dance chart, only beaten to the top spot by Prince's When Doves Cry. Martha and the Muffins is known as a house band in many of the lesbian bars around the world. Here's Martha and the Muffins with Paint by Number Heart and Echo Beach.
Thank you. It's a habit of mine to watch the sun go down. On Echo Beach, I watch the sun go down. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday.
Chinese Medicine is a BIPOC queer-fronted punk band from Toronto, Canada. Starting as a passion project for frontwoman Juno Haley, they burst onto the scene from relative obscurity with their debut EP, Diaspora. Released in 2021, Diaspora is a hard-hitting, side-splitting exploration into the realities of living in a society designed to harm you, while exploring the meaning of life and self-actualization. The name itself is a play on the concept of belonging to multiple diasporas. The album was produced by post-hardcore vet Wade McNeil of Alexis on Fire and engineered by Toronto legend Ian Romano at Ian's studio in Welland, Ontario. Here's Chinese Medicine with Exploding Dogs and Perception in Black. We'll be right back. You're listening to Make Punk on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Tonight is my last show for a bit as I'm taking some time off to write some more shows and put together a podcast for all my previous shows and some less radio-friendly content. Be sure to follow me on Spotify to access my MegPunk playlist and search for username Weekend Megan and search for my MegPunk podcast this fall. Kendall Stephen Chin, a.k.a. Ken Chin, a.k.a. Mr. Chai Pig, was born in Edmonton, Canada on October 19, 1962, as one of 12 siblings, him being the second oldest. Ken says that his love of punk rock began when he and his family were watching the news and the Sex Pistols came on after first arriving to America. Seeing Sid Vicious and Johnny Rotten influenced him to get into the scene and inspired him to come up with a persona like them. That's when he came up with Mr. Chai Pig. His father was sent to prison when Chin was 12, and his stepfather was, quote, alcoholic on the weekends. His mother suffered from schizophrenia, which would later affect Chai Pig, who began hearing voices in his head that would tell him to either do good or bad things. All of these issues would have a heavy impact on his writing. During one of SNFU's separation periods, Chai moved to Vancouver, where he officially came out as a gay man. It was also at this point that Chai became heavily addicted to crystal meth, which led to his diminished mental and physical health. It's said that his struggle with his sexuality played a major role in his difficulties. Chai Pig was in a few notable bands, often regarded as keeping himself busy to avoid the chaos. Chai Pig is most noted for the band SNFU and sided in a band called the Wongs. Here's SNFU with Painful Reminder, followed by Drunk on a Bike, and one of my favorites, Rusty Rake.
Oh no!
Some locals from Winnipeg who probably don't need an introduction. Tunic is hard, scratchy, loud, and very tough. They bring elements of Winnipeg bands like Kittens, which for an older Winnipeg music enthusiast like me is such a treat. When I got into Kittens, I blew up the speakers in my car and killed an engine driving around nonstop listening to them. Just like Kittens, I've been listening to Tunic nonstop at work all day and can't get enough. Here's Tunic with Fake Interest, Smile, and one of my favorites, Demoralize.
Oh,
When we think of thrash metal, often we picture gore, violence, and horror. Not very often do we imagine leftist politics to have a platform in this community, but one of the earliest thrash metal bands proves how strong they can be while still addressing social and political issues around diversity, equity, and inclusion. Formed in 1982 in Essen, Germany, Creator has released over 15 studio albums and was noted as inspiration for so many thrash metal bands to follow. Creator to this day is touted as one of the most important metal influences of all time while leaning very politically left. With songs like Side by Side addressing homophobia directly, Creator proudly boasts their allyship with the 2SLGBTQI+ community. Creator has achieved worldwide sales of over 2 million units for combined sales of all their albums, making them one of the best-selling German thrash metal bands of all time. Along with Destruction, Sodom, and Tankard, they are credited as one of the big four of Teutonic thrash metal, responsible for developing and popularizing the German thrash metal scene, as well as pioneering the then-emerging death metal and black metal genres during the mid-1980s. Here's my all-time favorite thrash metal band, Creator, with Side by Side and Satan is Real.
Side by side, three eternity and beyond. Side by side, as we crash.
That's it for tonight's Meg Punk Show, folks. Thanks for listening. I'm going off the air for a while, but be sure to check for the Spotify podcast for my show, Meg Punk, coming this fall. And feel free to follow me on Spotify under the username Weekend Megan, where you can access all my playlists from the Meg Punk Show and all other compilations I've haphazardly slammed together. Remember, folks, trans rights are human rights and representation matters. Here's Nancy with Never Gonna Wake.
Never gonna wake, never gonna wake, never, ever, ever gonna wake. So babe, I put your cell phone back to sleep. I put your head back in those streets. You're coming on back to me. Baby, baby, did you know I want to say please come, come, come back to me. Please, please, come, come, come back to me. Cause you're never gonna wake, never gonna wake, never, ever, ever gonna wake. I'm scared, but I might not last the night. This fear is still to fright. I'm wide awake, I'm paralyzed. I know you gotta come and get me some. Please come, come, come back to me. Please, please come, come, come back to me. Cause I'm never gonna wake, never gonna wake, never, ever, ever gonna wake. Please come, come, come back to me. Please, 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 please come. Never gonna wake, never gonna wake, never, ever.
Join Make Poverty History in standing up to end poverty at home and abroad.
Stand with millions of others around the world in calling politicians to account.
Get up, stand up.
In 2000, Canada joined leaders from across the globe and promised to end poverty within one generation.
But still, a billion people will go to bed hungry every night.
And 3.5 million Canadians live in poverty.
Get up, stand up.
Canada is losing ground in the fight against poverty.
I suppose they must not have thought we'd care, but we do. But
millions
we do.
Of people around the world are standing up.
Canada can stand up too. Will you?
You?
Go to www.makepovertyhistory.ca to add your voice.
Stand up to make poverty history.
Stand up! Stand up!